Nolte, woke Gestapo stripper Richard Dawkins of Humanist Award over trans tweets. By John Nolte on April 20, 2021. In Tuesday's edition of A Little of the Old Blue on Blue Ultraviolence, something called the American Humanist Association, AHA, announced it was revoking British atheist Richard Dawkins of something called the Humanist of the Year Award, which he received, lol, 25 years ago, all the way back in 1996. In a statement released Monday, the AHA's fascist pearl clutchers released a statement that said in part, Richard Dawkins has over the past several years accumulated a history of making statements that use the guise of scientific discourse to demean marginalized groups. The imperious decree continued, his latest statement implies that the identities of transgender individuals are fraudulent, while also simultaneously attacking black identity as one that can be assumed when convenient. To prove the AHA is indeed a card-carrying member of the woke Gestapo, it added there can be no salvation for his sin. His subsequent attempts at clarification are inadequate and convey neither sensitivity nor sincerity. Consequently, the woke Gestapo has concluded that Richard Dawkins is no longer deserving of being honored by the AHA, and has voted to withdraw, effective immediately, the 1996 Humanist of the Year Award. What was Dawkins' sin? He committed the most grievous of sins. He asked a perfectly reasonable question that laid bare the lunacy of all this trans nonsense. In 2015, Rachel Dolezal, a white chapter president of NAACP, was vilified for identifying as black, he tweeted on April 10. Some men choose to identify as women, and some women choose to identify as men. You will be vilified if you deny that they literally are what they identify as. Discuss. A couple days later, he attempted to appease the Twitter mob with this pathetic mewling. I do not intend to disparage trans people. I see that my academic discuss question has been misconstrued as such and I deplore this. For good measure he added, it was also not my intent to ally in any way with Republican bigots in US now exploiting this issue. What a little girl. So what's really happening here? Well, that's what I find interesting and entertaining. You see, like most fascists, the woke Gestapo cannot allow anyone, much less one of their own on the far left, to ask questions that exposes the madness of modern-day identity politics for what it is, a scientific, biological, and moral joke. You cannot be allowed to question this dogma by asking something as damning as, if you can change your biological sex with just a few simple magic words, why can't you change your race? We all know why. The very idea of allowing white people to identify as black undermines the left's hideous agenda, which is aimed at doing everything in its wicked power to keep black Americans separate from the rest of us. If we all start identifying as black, the new segregation goes right out the window, as does all this nonsense about systemic racism. Why oh why would anyone choose to be black in such a racist country? Normal people need to turn off the TV, get off Twitter, and stop despairing over this stuff. Who cares what these anti-science lunatics believe? It doesn't really affect anyone but their own. Go outside. Read a book. Take a walk. Play with your kids. Throw your dog a ball. And then, enjoy the glorious spectacle of the left eating itself alive as it twists itself in knots to justify its Rube Goldberg ideology. I find this stuff hilarious.